We're in the middle of the Kinyan HaTorah, known as Mistrachik Min HaKavod, run away from Kavod. So until now we discussed staying away from Kavod. How Kavod is not good and it brings you down. But there's many rayas, and we'll discuss in a second, that Kavod has a lot of real place in Yiddishkeit. And the Yisoid itself of staying away from Kavod, that whole memory, it says that Kavod is good. In other words, we said as follows. We said last week that the Chazal said, anyone that runs after Kavod, what does it say? If you run after Kavod, then Kavod will run away from you. But if you run away from Kavod, then Kavod will run after you. So now, you can ask the question as follows. This is how the Bnei Chayil asked the question. I don't understand. I'm a tzaddik. I'm running away from Kavod, right? Why am I running away from Kavod? Because Kavod's bad. So why are you punishing me and giving me Kavod afterwards? You understand?
Some parts of it is good.
Oh, okay. So this is where we're
you're running away from the bad part. You're getting a good part.
What? So we're going to have to explain. Very good. What is this concept of Kavod that's good? There's obviously something good about Kavod. We find a lot of other things about Kavod that are good, right? Chazal say that Ain Kavod Ella. First of all, Hashem has Kavod, right? We say, but Ain Kavod Ella Torah. It says Kavod Chachamim Yinchela, that the Chachamim have Kavod. I'm saying Kavod Ella Torah. They have Kavod. The concept that the Torah is Kavod, we know, is a concept of Bimchabet Tamil Chachamim. So you Bimchabet Tamil Chachamim, and you're trying to paint them. It's the same thing I'm asking before. We're trying to paint the Tamil Chachamim but the truth is, a lot of the times you can see clearly that the Chachamim are pain. It's a famous story of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was known to hate Kavod.
When you're giving a Talmud Chacham Kavod,
he has pain from
it. You're doing it for yourself.
For me.
In a way, you're doing it for
yourself. True. So therefore, they can't make a macha when I go ahead and I'm machabed a Talmud Chacham. They can't make a macha because I have to do it. But is that what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to pain them? It's like, do you think they like when you flash pictures at them? They probably don't like that either, but you do it because you don't care, because you want it. But I understand. But Kavod, you don't need to give them Kavod. I have to teach myself that nothing better than terror. Therefore, I give them Kavod. And okay, so let them suffer. That is true, they do suffer. But there obviously is something to it. I'm going to find in a second. We say, Laman yizamercha chavoid v'lo yidoim, Hashem elokai v'lo yoideka. Laman yizamercha chavoid. Says Chazal. Chazal say that, Gemara Nedarim that's not there. The Chazal say that ain't covered, that neshama ikri covered. Our neshama is called covered. Laman yizamercha covered. We'll sing covered. Lo yidem Hashem lekay lo medakav. Sing to Hashem. My neshama sings to Hashem. My neshama is called covered. What does that mean? My neshama is covered. What is that? How do we understand that? What do you feel? How does that work for us? That my neshama is called covered. So with this, I'm going to try to explain throughout. This is mainly through this the Sefer Bnei Chayil. I'm going to try to explain what we know is that it's important. Kavod, like Yehuda just said a minute ago, Kavod is important to have. It's important to a person to have self-respect. I personally believe this is something that I've been believing for a long time, and I've had many years of rayas. I think that the worst mida or the biggest problem that we have in this generation that causes everything is a lack of kavod. It's a lack of self-respect. It starts from I'm not sure where, which way you want to go. But it starts from, we don't respect ourselves. And since we don't respect ourselves, we don't respect others. And what we're going to build over here, the halach that I want to go in, is that self-respect means that you have to realize that you're chashuv. If you're chashuv, you don't do stupid things. You're not going to go ahead and ruin your self-image if you believe in yourself and do something that's below you. And I like to express this through a mashal that I saw over here in the Menechayel, that Daniel Mikelm, I think he's a son-in-law of the Alta von Kelm. He said a very interesting thing. I'm going out of order, so I can't read it inside for you. I got it though. He said as follows, listen to this mashal. You have a king. I don't think I said this last time, and if I did, then I'm saying it again. A king. He goes in the street, wants to see what's going on in his kingdom. And he remembers when he was a little kid. He used to have fun. He was a geschmacky guy before he became part of the royal family. But now he's part of the royal family, and he's been a king for 30 years. And he sees a few kids that are playing a rough game. You know, saying tackle football or whatever. I'm saying they're rugby, whatever. Some kind of they're playing something that you get dirty, but you know, use a lot of. And it's not necessarily a high class game. There's nobody high class that plays those games. It's just because the only high class about them is their salary. And the other thing high about them is their nose. There's not much. They're low life bats, right? So, but he sees it and he has a taiva to play the game, to get to whatever, to take off his royal garments and to get into the field and say, hey, let's go. And he wants to see my eye. And he wants to do that. He feels that in him. You can imagine why not. He's also normal. When I walk by, you know, you don't think I want to play ball. I'm saying, I just don't, you know, take my jacket, it's not worth it. But, now, let me ask you a question. Why is he not playing the game?
Self-respect,
what does that mean? He brings it out like this. There are two possibilities of why he doesn't get out of the game. Number one, which is also, they're both good reasons. Do you know what he's wearing? He's wearing his royal clothes. He has a crown on. He has a thing on. And his shoes are expensive. And everything is... everything's going to get dirty. Not only everything gets dirty, what everyone's going to say about him.
That's two different things.
Right. I shouldn't have said that. That's really the next... everything's going to get dirty. I can't do it. I'm not unable to do it. It's sad. I would love to play, but I can't. I can't do it. And that same feeling could be even in the self-respect thing. I can't, but I want to. Then there's another level. There's another whole level. A king doesn't play. Not only because of self-respect. I am a king, and a king doesn't play stupid games. It's not what he does.
Good level of dignity, which is self-respect.
Right. It's self-respect. That's what it is. It's just... that's not something that I do. I'm bigger and better than that. So our whole life, anything that we're going to do negative, you have to decide, am I holding there? I think the problem in the world is that we just, there's never been a generation that before, let's say go back to the previous generation, let's say we say 20 years as a generation, I'm saying there's never been a generation before that people walked around without clothes. That's lack of self-respect. Chazal say that clothes are the things that respect people. A respectful person you see from the clothes they wear. That's how we judge. You see how they hold themselves. Someone, you can pick your nose up, you can stand however you want, but if you're not wearing clothes, you look stupid, right? It could be even respectful not to wear clothes. A person that has respect because it walks around without clothes. Everything, there's no boundaries. There's no banana l'chavera because we don't respect other people. We don't respect other people because we do stupid things. You know, there's never a concept of doing nothing. Today, you just do nothing. Why? Well, don't tell me what to do. I'm doing nothing because we have no. We don't believe in ourselves. There is no such thing of doing nothing. A person that believes himself knows that he's good is always going to be doing. And I can't help but say over in the beginning when we're starting, the famous line from Rabbi Yochum, I heard Volba say it, and Talmud Rabbi Yochum, and he brings it down over here. Famous line. And this, you came just in time for the line. I'm so happy you came just to hear it. Says Rabbi Yochum, this is very, very important, that a person has to know his chesroinus. Because if you don't know your chesroinus, then you have nothing to work on. Correct? Got that? Masim so far.
Yeah.
But this is how he said it in Yiddish. I'll just say two words in Yiddish, which you can know. But oy vavoy, woe is to a person who doesn't know his milus, because he has nothing to work with. You can only work when
that's
you know your
mileage. Like self-confidence and self-esteem.
It's self-confidence, it's not self-respect. That's true. Okay, I understand, but it really goes with what I'm saying, that the reason why we're not doing anything is because we don't believe in ourselves. You don't believe you can get yourself out of this rut. You don't believe that you could tell those guys that want to go there, no, I don't do that. You don't believe that they'll respect you for it. You don't. And therefore, if you felt that you have the self-respect because you are who you are, and I know I'm doing what's right, and I don't need you to respect me in order for me to feel good about myself, so then I don't have to do what you want to do because you want to do it. I know what's right. The reason why we're doing this is because we're looking at what people are going to think about us. That's why I have to go with them. It's self-esteem and self-respect. If I feel that I'm respected because I do what's right, and I know it's right, and that's what we're going to get into. Like, understand that my neshama wants to do what's right. I said before that the neshama is covered, right? My neshama comes from Hashem. And we're going to explain how that's covered, whatever it is. That if that's what covered is, and then we're doing what's right is what it is. Everyone knows, whenever we're doing something wrong, we feel a little guilty. That's your neshama telling you something that's wrong. And your taivas are telling you to go do it. But if we're just happy with our being, of being right, being good, doing what's right, we believe in ourselves, so then we don't have to do what someone else wants me to do. I don't have to do what I know is not good. I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel guilty doing it. Doing what you want me to do because I need your respect? That's not what respect is. I saw a beautiful thing. Respect, the sort of respect, this is a Goyan thing. I'm not going in order, so I don't have every names of everything said. The sort of respect, it can't be that a person wants something from someone else. Oh, I know, it's in here. He said it over here. I need something good. Covet is a need that person has. It can't be that I need it from you in order for me to have covet. Covet has to be something from me within, something that I start with. I have to be mechav. I have to have covet, like everything else. So he goes through over here. There's a famous pasuk that we lay in after a few times, and we say, I think this is on the Haftarah of Tainus, we say Al Yishalal Chacham Chachma Soi, Al Yishalal Gibor Bigvua Soi, Al Yishalal Ashir Ashoy. Don't be a person who is this. This makes a lot of sense to all of us, I think. If you're a rich guy, don't be proud of your riches, and if you're smart, don't be proud that you're smart, and if you're strong, don't be proud that you're strong. But what should you be proud of?
Well, that you're strong.
What?
I know that you're strong.
I can know that I'm strong. Of course I have to know that I'm strong. Why not? But more than that, I have to use it in a good way. Right? But kiyum b'zayis is halal ha-misal. What should... There's a diak over here. Yishal ha-misal. You should... The praised person should praise himself within. Haskav yodei so that you know Hashem. And he has a whole big shtickle over here that Bnei Chayil brings down from someone that... Why you can't be impressed? You can't be proud of yourself that God gave me a lot of money. If you believe that Hashem is the one that gave you the money, so you're going to be a bad guy that Hashem gave me money. You're going to be a bad guy that Hashem made me smart. I'm saying, what does it do for you that Hashem gave you smart? He could take it away from me just like he gave it to me. And why, what are you so excited about that Hashem made you smart? Our problem is you don't realize it. And I'm thinking of a mashal, and I thought of such a nice mashal. Imagine, what I'm trying to say is, before I give you the mashal, it doesn't make sense to be a Baal Gaiva that you're rich, if you realize that Hashem made you rich. So what did you do? How does it say? What did you do? Why are you proud of yourself? But you know who could be? You know what kind of rich guy can be proud of himself? If he uses his riches properly, you decide what to do with it right. So now, if you learn that deciding what to do with it right is how to buy the new thing, and therefore you got, and therefore you became even richer, and you decided that it's you that made yourself richer. Okay, so then I understand your taiva, why you're a Baal Gaiva that you're rich. But let's say someone who won a lottery, or someone who got a big Yerusha, or someone who just made a good deal, that who said it's supposed to go work? It was clearly at Hashem. What are you so excited about? But what are you supposed to be proud of? Haskell Vidae, I see. In other words, using your riches properly, taking the fact that you're a rich guy and is able to give it out to tzedakah, and you're able to give it to over here, and you do the right thing. It's hard to give your money away. We know that it's hard. And instead, you gave it over to someone else. That's what you should be proud of. Then there's something to be proud of. Be proud of your riches, because you used it right. Then you have the riches. What do you do with it? You got a mitzvah with it. It helped you out. So be proud of that. I was at someone's house. I was together with the mashgiach in someone's house. Happens to be in Florida. He used to be very rich, very rich. I know he received a lot of tzedakah. And he was working for his father-in-law, and his father-in-law never lost his money, nothing ever, and therefore he lost his money, and just kept on going down. And I can't say he's poor, but definitely not rich. He's far from rich. And he said, and he said that, you know, when I was rich, I had a lot of money and I gave a lot of tzedakah. But if I would have given even more tzedakah than I would now, I would even have more. You understand what I'm saying? What do you have? A rich person, the only thing you have, saying we need more money in the bank. What's that going to do for you? Why are you proud of the money in your bank? It's not your money anyways. But the only thing you could have from being rich is using it properly. That's this word. So what I was thinking the mashal for that is, like, imagine a slot machine. Okay? I don't know, a slot machine. I'll get someone to explain to you what a slot machine is. They have the things, you know, Las Vegas and stuff, places like that. It's a place where people go for, like, learning Torah. And it's like a dark, there's no windows in the room, and a lot of things happening. So you don't know, you just stay there and you never get out of it. Anyways, so you have a slot machine. You put quarters in. You walk into the place and you see there's so much money in the slot machine. Imagine the slot machine being excited. That look how much money I have. And the whole thing is so stupid. In 1 minute, the whole thing is going to go like this, and it's not going to be anything there. And anyways, who put it in? What is he excited about? Someone made him able to accept all those quarters. Right? What does he have? Just like the slot machine. So this is what I'm being machadish. Just like the slot machine can't be excited that it has so much money. The person that got all those quarters also has no reason to be a Baal Gaiva that he had all those quarters. It's a luck. Hashem decided that it should go to him. So now, can you imagine that all of a sudden you win all that money? You win. You go to Las Vegas and you come with $5 million. All of a sudden you become a Baal Gaiva. How did that change? I'm really getting off the next. The next part is don't a person that what is it? Ezehu mechubid is a Mishnah. Ezehu ashras mech b'chalkai. Ezehu mechubid hamechabed esabriyos. Don't be proud of your covet, says this pasuk. Don't be proud of your covet. What is a mechubed hamechabed esabriyos? Someone who uses covet in the right way. What does it mean, covet? Who he himself knows he's good. Who's mechabed esabriyos? Who's a guy that go around and you want to know people that really are mechabed other people? Are people that are happy with themselves? They don't. Someone who needs covet is not mechabed other people. But what is considered someone mechubad? someone who is an honored person. Someone who he goes and honors other people. He doesn't need, I don't need you to make me happy. I can make, I could give for myself and make, and be machayev with you. I'm happy to stand up when you walk in. It doesn't take any sweat off my back to be machayev with someone else. So a person that's able to be machayev with other people, that's real kavod. Because that's a shaychus to Hashem. And that brings us to the next stage. There's like so much more that I didn't say. That's life. That's, it always works that way. Shaychus to Hashem. We say that the reason why a person is not supposed to be a Baal Gaiva, says the Ramban in the Geras Ramban, is because Hashem is the only Baal Gaiva. Hashem is the Baal Gaiva. And by you going ahead and walking around being a Baal Gaiva, you're wearing Hashem's clothes. It's like putting on Hashem's crown. Gaiva is, we say, Hagaiva v'hagdula l'chai ha'olamim. Me who's, right? Hagaiva v'hagdula l'chai ha'olamim. Hashem is supposed to be a Baal Gaiva. Hashem moloch geos l'veshavet. Hashem is a Baal Gaiva. I walk around being a God Baal Gaiva. I'm doing what God's supposed to be doing. So I'm taking away Hashem's thing. Now, that same thing, it was Hashem is Baal Gaiva. What does it mean Hashem is Baal Gaiva? So I would like to machanish pshat. This is not really what he says. Maybe he almost says it. Machanish, the pshat is that Hashem is a Baal Gaiva is because everyone knows that Hashem made this world for us to give. Hashem is his essence. The essence of Hashem is that we don't even see Hashem. You can't see Hashem. It's totally for others. That's where Gaiva. That's what kavod is. Kavod is being mechabed someone else. So I want to say that ezehu mechubad hamechabed esabrius. If I could give it over, I don't need you. I don't need you. I do it because I know it's right. Because I'm supposed to be doing it, and I can't get away without saying there's two other parts that it's mamish. It's important. This is what you guys started saying. A machabed esabrius, the famous Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says as follows. Number one. He starts Shar HaAvoida. You know, it sounds like a very tough sefer. Shar HaAvoida. Ben Yoni wrote a sefer. Ben Yoni, like the king of Shari Tshuva, he's the king of Musar. He's also Bahalacha. He wrote a sefer called Shar HaAvoida. What do you have to work on? That's how the sefer starts. He says, HaPesach HaRishon. Who? Sheyeda HaAdam, Sheyeda HaIsh HaOyved Erech Asma. You got to believe in yourself. Now, believing in yourself, if I believe what I just said before, if I believe that I have a connection to Hashem, my neshama is a piece of Hashem. That's why my neshama is covered. If I'm acting what my neshama wants, then I am already mechub. I don't need you to be mechub in me. I know I'm doing what's right. What do I need you to say to stand up when I walk? I don't need that. I don't need you to walk. I don't need that. Because I feel good, because I know I'm doing what's right. I have Shaychus Hashem, I'm connected to Hashem. If I know Erech Atzmai, if I know how much I could do, what I could become, all my potential to do, so then I feel good about myself. V'yakar ma'alasa, and you have to know how good you are, and you have to believe, and you have to believe how chashiv you are, how much koyach you have. That's what he says, and he also brings over here from Rabbi Yaakov Emden a similar type of thing. He has a whole mushel of a king and a kid, but I'm not going to do that. He says v'chol ma sha'odam nilkad b'mitzudas yitzhar. Every single part, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, anything that we ever get stuck in the trap of the Yetzer Hara, Bolo, it comes to him, Machmas Sheshecheach, you forget Yechusa, how chashiv you are. Hanorah v'nifla, ki ben melechu. You forget that you're a king. You're son of a king. If we only realized our potential, we realize that we have that neshama in us, that itself is covered, and I don't need anyone else to be proud of me. I'm doing it because I know what's right, and I want to do it because that is right. Then you have no problem. You have no problem in doing everything right. And then you're not even a Baal Gaiva. Why are you a Baal Gaiva? Because I'm doing what my Hashem wants? I don't need anything. I'm disconnected. This is the highest level, I understand. But you're happy with what yourself. You know you're doing it right. I need you to tell me that I'm doing it right? So no, just like I'm not gonna follow you because I know I'm doing what's right. I have covered for myself for knowing what's right because I have shaychus to my neshama because my neshama is shaych to Hashem. Similarly, the fact that you're standing up for me means nothing. Also, I'm good because I know I'm doing right. I'm doing what Hashem wants, so I don't need you to stand up for me. A, and I'm not gonna listen to you if you disagree with me. Because I know I'm connected to what's right. That's real covet. Real covet is someone who is doing what's right. He's proud of himself. That's proper covet. And together with that comes believing in yourself and knowing how much you're able to reach the sky's the limit. And if we believed in ourselves, all you have to do is believe in yourself, and there's no end. And it's crazy. It's like you know, I was thinking. Lunch, supper didn't start yet, so I just like trying to think of mashal. I don't have like a good mashal. It's like getting upset. You ever see, you know, in the streets? It can happen in the streets in America. It definitely can happen here. If two guys, you know, driving, and some guy cuts me off, and you have this guy who's so angry, he's getting upset. Why you cut me off and this and that? Like it gets out, and like they have a whole fight over there. And the guy who cut him off is like, you know, this teenager in an old jalopy car, and you have this real rich guy, and you have this real rich guy driving like the fanciest, strongest car. And I'm not going to have to give example, you know. And he's get out and he starts screaming at that teenager, "Why are you cutting me off? Shut up! Get into your car." And it's red light now, right? Show him who's the boss. Show him who's the king of the road. What are you getting angry about? You don't realize how good you are. You're driving the best car in the country. So just get in the car, pedal to the metal, and show him who's the boss. Why are you screaming at him? That's like sometimes as you feel that you're in a fight. You're in a fight with your Yetzirah over like these little petty things. I can't get out of it. I can't get out of bed. I can't tell these guys no. I can't. Just go, and you'll manage. You'll make it. Forget that you're having a stupid fight.